ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question, and that question is regarding polytheism or shirk. As you know, polytheism is a very important and significant topic. It's been talked about in the Holy Quran in many places. And as you know, it's such a grave sin that it's been mentioned in the Holy Quran that all sins can be forgiven by God, meaning without repentance, except polytheism. So if a person dies having committed polytheism and he hasn't repented before he dies, you know, God will not forgive such a person. God will not forgive such a person. But the question we want to ask here today regarding polytheism is, where exactly does polytheism begin? You know, a lot of times people, there are certain sects within Islam, especially these days, and they point their finger to the actions of other sects, and they say that, you know, what you're doing is shirk. What you're doing, this is shirk, that is shirk, this is polytheism, that is polytheism. Right? And because of that, you know, this is, you know, something that they say, and a lot of them, you know, they actually become, you know, they physically, you know, they become very harsh towards the other party. You know, they might even actually, you know, take it to the extreme and say that this person should be killed, and so on and so forth. So the question we want to ask today is this: where exactly does polytheism begin, and what is the minimum degree of polytheism? Let's put the question in that way. So this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith of our Imam alayhi salam for an answer to this. Fortunately, once Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about the absolute minimum degree of polytheism. What was it? To which he responded in the following way: it is to contrive a ruling. It is to contrive a ruling, and because of it, to take side with people or against them. This is one of the minimum degrees of polytheism is. And in another hadith, this has been narrated in Imam Bakr alayhi salam, he once said that it is to call fruit kernels stones and vice versa, and to believe them to be such. These are some of the minimum degrees of polytheism. Of course, polytheism, it also has hidden aspects, or there's a hidden form of polytheism. For example, the Prophet said, "Beware of committing anything that warrants justification, for verily that is where hidden polytheism lies." And Imam Sadiq again, he said that polytheism is more discreet than the crawling of an ant, and this includes things like turning one's ring to remind oneself and other such superstitions, right? So basically, it's kind of these kind of superstitions that, you know, exist in all cultures, right? These are acts of polytheism. But right, if there is something which has been transmitted from the Prophet via his children, via his grandchildren, such as the A'imma alayhimus salam, then you know, there's no polytheism in it, because it's not a superstition. Rather, it's part and a portion of religion itself. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the minimum degree of polytheism in the light of the hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.